We are live from FedEx Field parking lot, the red zone lot, red zone 55 and 54. We're in between the two of them, closer to 55. It is my, this is Nate, by the way, and this is
Josh.
Josh. The triumphant return for me.
How long has it been?
5 years, it's 2013. Crazy. It's nuts considering I used to come 8 times a year, sometimes 10 if I went to the preseason games.
Never 11 though, because no playoff games.
No. Except for the second to last year, 2012.
Yep.
But we are smoking some... these are delicious cigars, by the way. Oof. And Josh just made, I got to tell you, life-changing sausage biscuits on the grill.
Really simple. It's the grill that does it. It's not me.
I don't know, man. I got to give the cook some credit and some Jimmy Dean sausages. Those were delicious.
They're Wegmans. That's why it's better.
Ah, delicious.
Everything's better at Wegmans.
Everything is better at Wegmans, even though they're not a sponsor of this podcast, at least not yet.
They should be.
Just a reminder, we are affiliated with the DMVSportsNetwork.com. That is the DMVSportsNetwork.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at DMV_SN. They've got a bevy of podcasts, articles on DC sports. Feel free to check them out, please, DMVSportsNetwork.com. This is going to be a different podcast. It's going to be a before and after. First half of this is going to be us pregame. We're sitting out here. It is 10:44 in the morning. We've had some sausage biscuits. Josh iced me. He says, "Hey man, could you reach into my glove box? I got to see if my cord's in there." And there was a raspberry Smirnoff Ice. He iced me at it was at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So I've had a couple of cocktails, not a lot. Josh is staying sober because he is driving. I give him credit for that.
You know, good for you, though, for doing me a favor without questioning it.
Looking for a cord.
Yeah.
Not questioning. Even though when we went to golf in Alabama, you iced me twice before 8 a.m. And you promised me after the first one that that was the last one, and it wasn't. You said, "Hey, man, could you get some sand and fill in my divot?" And I opened the sandbox, and of course.
Russ did that. Russ got the second one. Because he asked for sand, remember?
He did, and he gave it to me.
And he had no idea it was in there. Oh, that was awesome.
So we're outside FedEx Field. They are playing the Houston Texans today at 1 o'clock. Josh has a pretty sizable bet on the Texans, -3.
My Josh Reel lock of the year.
Yeah, it was a big one. Pretty sizable.
And hey, if I lose, we're good to go.
And I'm not going to say what the caveat is, because that bothered you, and you threatened me that I would not go home
it's
if I said...
very bad.
That if the Texans won by 2, you would be as miserable as you could be.
It's just bad. Bad juju.
Bad juju. So what do we think today, Josh? I mean, obviously, you picked a score, I believe, of 31-13.
Yeah. Maybe I should change it to 12. Four field goals.
Four field goals by Dustin Hopkins, even though he was banged up this week.
So maybe it'll be Tressway.
Well, they brought in kickers, but they didn't sign anybody. So I think Dustin Hopkins is good to go. Here, I had a couple questions I thought of on the way down. If the over-under is 200 yards for Alex Smith, you going over or under?
Over, he's going to have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to get behind, so they're just going to start throwing the ball.
Texans have a good front seven. Over-under on 4 sacks today for Alex Smith.
4.
I think you're right at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
not going to be a good day for the Redskins offense.
I don't think so. I read something today on Twitter that said, you know, it took the Redskins 9-10 weeks to build a 2-game lead in a division, and it could disappear in 5 days. And that's assuming that the Cowboys beat the Falcons today and then beat the Redskins on Thursday. I don't see that. I don't see the Cowboys beating the Falcons, first of all. And what do you think of the Cowboys? You think they're better than the Redskins?
I think they should be better than the Redskins. Are they? No. I think it's a terrible division.
It
like
is.
The Eagles, I don't – what's going on with the Eagles?
They're banged up, but apparently they were banged up. I mean, they were banged up last year. They found ways to win last year. They're not finding ways to win. Their defense is just not that good. I mean, they lost a tough game Sunday night to Dallas, but Dallas, who has not moved the football well all year except for against Jacksonville, they had a pretty good run.
Cooper
against
does
the
help.
Yeah. Amari Cooper helps. And, I mean, Dak can run. I mean, Dak is mobile, so it is an additional dimension that you have to cover. But I don't know, man. I
mean, if you watch Deshaun Watson run for 50, 60, 70 yards today, Thanksgiving Day could be bad for Redskins fans, too.
But I think that's pretty likely.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think they'll get enough pressure where they flush him out.
You need the linebackers to hold the edge. And I like our outside linebackers, but Kerrigan's more of a rusher than he is somebody that's going to hold the edge or maintain containment on the outside. I mean, unless I would imagine that they're going to have one of their inside linebackers, either Zach Brown, probably Zach Brown, spying Watson all day. I got to imagine that. Or maybe they bring a safety down. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But you got what? Hopkins, you got to cover. Demaryius Thomas. Lamar Jackson running the – not Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Jesus.
Lamar Miller.
Thank you. Lamar Miller, who's on my fantasy team, running the football. It's going to be a tough offense to stop, man, especially if the Redskins keep giving the football back to them. I mean, if you're talking about three, four, five play drives, it's
which
just
you know is going to happen.
You do. I mean, I like your idea. You talked about this on the previous podcast. They need to come out throwing.
Yeah.
And just use these screens and the checkdowns as your abbreviated running game. Come out hot, and then if you get a lead, then you start pounding the run. I like that. It worked against Green Bay, and I think it could very easily work against Houston.
Yeah, and stopping them from scoring on the first drive will be key.
Well, Matt brought up a good point two podcasts ago that the Redskins, it's amazing. They've gone 9 games into the season, have not had a lead change.
Right.
So
They
score first, they win. And if they don't score first, they lose. They have not come from behind, but they also have not given up a lead all year.
That's crazy.
I don't trust – I mean, let me ask you, do you trust this team to come back from anything?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think they're capable of it. They don't have the weapons to do it.
They don't have the weapons. I think Crowder is down again. CT is down again. Trent Williams is down again. It's going to be a patchwork offensive line. Callahan showed that he could do that, but he's facing Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt this week. So that's going to be a little bit bigger of a task. I mean, Morgan Moses is going to have probably J.J. Watt over him all day, and then Ty Nsekhe is going to have Clowney. So that's a tall order, man. So how do you negate that? Some would say you run the ball, but I think you throw the ball and you try to keep them you try to keep them on their heels a little bit. I don't know if you can, but I think that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see a lot of 3 and 5 step drops. I think you see a lot of them just trying to push them up the field. Not so much as them actual blocking, but just kind of deferring.
Yeah.
It's got to be quick. He's going to have to be quick with the ball.
Did you see this week that they're going to activate Byron Marshall off of the practice squad? It's another version of Capri Bibbs.
Yeah, CT.
Yeah, CT, same thing. So
that would be an interesting set, right?
Right. I think it would be a great set. You do shotgun, and you have Bibbs and Marshall on either side of you. And that's tough. I think that's tough to defend. You got agile guys out of the backfield that can catch balls either in a screen or in a short route. I think you got to do that. I think you got to do that today. I think you're right. 3 to 5 step drops. You got to get the ball out of Alex's hands, or he's going to get murdered all day.
Yeah. Now let's digress here and talk about why we're seeing Josh Jackson jerseys here, and the gentleman who is wearing the number 18 with with Pro Bowl on the back.
Yeah, the analysis of the game is over. There's a gentleman that parked next to us that was wearing an authentic custom jersey, number 18,
Pro Bowl.
The name on the back said Pro Bowl. So the only two options are the 2018 Pro Bowl, if he thinks
the entire
team's going to make the Pro Bowl.
I'm going with that, by the
way. Or he thinks that Josh Doxson's going to make the Pro Bowl. I don't understand. First of all, why have Pro Bowl as the nameplate on the back of your jersey? I don't understand it. Unless that's some weird last name that you've developed. I don't know. The Josh Doxson jersey. We had somebody drive by when we first parked. And they went, yeah, Texans, baby. And I went, okay. I just don't understand it.
I mean, I felt like that. I'm like, yeah, Texans.
Yeah, man.
Do it.
Sorry, we got interrupted there for a second. It's going to happen when you're doing something live in the parking lot. Somebody asked us about the Bud Light section. I love how people come up to us. I used to know where everything was when I was here. I don't know where anything is now.
Yeah, when you used to know where stuff was, there was actually seats at the top.
Yeah, it's really weird. So we're in the red zone lot, and you can see the stadium, and you can see the seats
that
have just been gutted. It is it's an ugly-ass stadium, first of all, and it's been gutted. Let me ask you this. I wanted to ask you this. So it looks like Josh Norman went out and gave out like 50 to 100 tickets this week.
That's going to really make a difference.
That's true. They were actively engaging people, him, DJ Swearinger, trying to give tickets out to Redskin fans. I find it personally to be a bit disingenuous.
Oh, I don't care.
I think they're trying to make up for what they said.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It just goes back to the fact that, like, I just think that, like, you... I mean, I think times have changed, right? People don't stay in the same city.
I think you're right about that.
Especially this area is so transit. Like, I don't even get upset about other teams' fans. Like, there's just not that many people that are actually from here these days.
There's that, but I also think that if... I mean, we got to be real about what's really caused this, is that Tom Boswell wrote a good article this week, and it kind of piggybacked off of... Not that he saw what I said, but piggybacked off of what I said last week, which is the fans want to boo Dan Snyder in the front office, but they can't. So the only people that they can boo or not show up for are the players. And the players are collateral damage to what Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen, before that Vinny Serrato did to the team. So I give the players credit for trying to engage with the fan base. But like you said, giving out 500-600 tickets, it's not going to make a difference.
No, it's not. I mean, good try. Good for you.
I give them credit. Somebody said earlier this week, I mean, if they have a home playoff game, it'll be packed here. It probably will be. But I think you'll see, let's say it's against the Vikings, I think you'll see a lot of Vikings fans here.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of Kirk Cousins jerseys. That will be a story to tell.
I hope that doesn't happen.
For the Redskins' sake, I kind of hope it doesn't happen, because the last thing they need going into a playoff week, which is probably their last game of the season, is to hear about the Kirk Cousins drama. You know, it would just be better for them to...
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, like, he hasn't been, like, a showstopper. He's not a top-10 quarterback. Like,
not at all.
He's not showing that he's worth that much money.
Especially with that receiving core, you'd think he'd be better.
Yeah.
I think he'd be better.
Yeah, I mean, it's a playoff team. Last year, they went to the playoffs. Like,
they went to the NFC Championship.
Right, well, they shouldn't have.
No, it was a Stephon Diggs, the Minnesota Miracle. And Case Keenum's not burning bridges in... Not burning bridges. He's not setting Denver on fire. Like he's so clearly it was scheme and talent, not the quarterback. I mean, listen, Cousins has had a fine year. For his career, it's probably one of the best. But he's also had the best weapon since he's had Deshaun.
Is it one of his best, though?
Touchdown interception ratio, definitely. I think he's at 17 and 5.
Yeah, but the fumbles.
What's that, 8 fumbles this year already?
Yeah.
Which is more than double Alex Smith. At least fumbles lost more than double Alex Smith. I don't know, man. Like, it's weird being back here. It's kind of... I got a little nostalgic. You know, it's...
Because you're old.
I am old. You have a heater. You brought a heater.
Yeah, it's just because I'm prepared now. That's being old.
50 degrees today. You know, I got a little nostalgic. My old man's not here, and he and I shared so many memories together here. But we talked about... Let's talk about a couple of memories we talked about. So we're driving on 495 here, and one memory popped in. I was driving a white Suburban, and Josh and another friend were in the back, and I could hear beer cans clanging in the background. And we were on the Arena Drive exit.
That's when it used to take time to actually get here, though.
Right. It took us literally no time to get into the parking lot today. Credit to the Redskins, but also credit to the fact that nobody shows
here.
Up. But our friend and Josh hop out of the Suburban to pee on the Everybody did on the side of 495, and then the line starts moving, and I said, screw you guys.
It was
a fire drill. And I said, you're going to have to catch up. And you could see them just jogging down the shoulder at 495.
Yeah, I mean, that's when, like, 9 a.m., you were backed up and parked on 495.
It used to be that way, man.
It's crazy.
Now, we got here. Like, I got to your house about 35 minutes late because my alarm didn't go off, and I was panicking inside. You know me. I used to be an anxiety-riddled person getting to these games. And then it took us less than right at an hour to get here from your house, which
it's
I thought
drive. That's a hike.
That's a hike. I thought it'd be an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We get here and I'm like, Jesus, we got so much time. Like, I don't know what to do. It's amazing the difference. I was thinking of another. You thought of another story. Maybe you could tell it from your perspective. You got thrown into a Jetta.
Oh yeah, when we had the helicopters come over for the fight.
That's
right. That was
funny. It was after a game.
That was a Cowboys fan walking through the middle of our tailgate for no reason. And we weren't playing the Cowboys.
It was a Giants game?
Yeah.
Eagles game?
Monday night game.
He asked my dad 3 times for a can of butane. Not even propane. He said, hey, man, you got butane? And my dad's like, no, we don't. We have propane, and we're using it. And he came a second time. And my dad said, no, we have propane, and we're using it. And then the third time, the guy goes, My dad goes, literally, what the fuck is your problem? And that was that started the whole thing.
Your dad is a bit of a spark plug.
He is.
That was pretty calm for him, though.
He is. He's a Napoleon. He's got a Napoleon complex.
It's like when I came out of the bathroom and he was on the ground.
Yeah. I was cooking on the grill and I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're getting ready. And remember the guy in the Jetta.
I thought I was about to get pummeled from him. Nope. He just picked me up, dusted me off, and went after the guy that threw me.
Well, some guy, like, you dented the Jetta.
Yeah.
But it wasn't your fault. And the guy saw what was going on. He picked you up. And he's like, I don't think I want any part of this. He started screaming at the guy that threw you and then got back in his car and drove off.
Yeah. Yeah, good times here.
Yeah, we've had some good times. If we were ever questioned about those times.
They were fun.
They were fun. They were a good time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, tailgating's always a good time.
I mean, this cigar is to die for right now.
We should tailgate in Cleveland sometime.
I've done it once in a camper. I went with a few buddies, and yeah, that's a great stadium. The fans are amazing. Like, even though, listen, they've been beaten down, they just love life, man. Like, I was in the end zone, in one of the end zones, like lower level, and the Redskins were running away with the game, and the guy went, hey, man, good for you guys. I'm really happy for you guys. You guys have been beaten up for a long time. I said, what about you guys? And he goes, ah, man, we're used to it.
Yeah, I think this reignites the discussion of buying a school bus.
Yes, we should get a school bus painted burgundy and gold.
Do you think we could hire a school bus driver?
I think we would need to, because I would like to see Josh get a few pops in him and maybe a little bit of Lagavulin.
Well, if you have a school bus, there's going to be a lot of people that
hit
can
you
drive.
Like, hit you like a depth charge. No, I'd love to get it. We were arguing about who would have to park it at their house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can't
my HOA
you.
Would not let that happen.
I don't have an HOA, but I've got neighbors that could really piss off. We just have to rent like a parking spot somewhere.
Yeah.
Or I guess hide it in my backyard and cover it with a tarp.
I was going to say, I'm not sure you could hide a school bus.
Cover with a camouflage tarp.
Oh, like a desert camo, like your 1940s Africa?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you can't see it from the sky?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to.
Right. I think that'd be amazing.
Screw you, Google Earth.
Yeah, you can't see this. Can't see us. So you're still predicting with 31-12 now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could go up to like 44-14.
The weather's going to be pretty ideal for offense. It's not going to be too cold.
It is windy, though.
It's a little bit windy. You probably can probably hear it in the microphones. A little bit windy. Ground's probably going to be pretty good. I mean, the snow's melted. It might be a little soggy. But I think we got about, 2 hours till game time, right?
Hey, at least it's not Mexico City. What a debacle that is.
You know, I felt really bad for the people in Mexico City because they were really working to get that field ready. But apparently it wasn't safe.
Right, but what were they doing for the last 6 months?
No clue. That's a good question.
I mean, they were working.
Right.
Recently, but, like, it's a state, like...
A lot of jokers online were comparing that field to FedEx Field.
Dios mío.
Dios mío, man. Real quick, a couple things about... we might as well do this while I'm still somewhat sober. Because later, I'm not going to remember anything but the Redskins and the debacle. I'm assuming it'll be a debacle. We'll try to put a little transition in between the two parts so you guys can tell the difference between...
Your voice should just tell the,
you'll be able to
the
tell
full
the
story.
Real quick thoughts... George Steinbrenner, it's George Steinbrenner, right? Or Hal Steinbrenner?
Hal
Steinbrenner came out this week and said that they are doing their due diligence on Manny regarding his comments about hustling and his behavior during the playoffs. Your thoughts?
I just appreciate Manny being Manny. It's like Manny Ramirez, right? It's the Latin flair. At least he acknowledges it, where Bryce is like, oh, yeah, hustle.
Speaking of Bryce, you criticized him getting a perm this week.
It looks terrible.
And his Q&A.
That's all Sean Ricks. He brought it up. But, like, man, you cannot trust a guy that doesn't like mozzarella sticks. If his go-to apps are $100 apps, then he's a douche.
Yeah, he's been...
My go-to is some sashimi nigiri with a side of wasabi aioli. Forget that guy.
I think the Nationals will soon forget him, given the price tag.
The best thing that ever happened in the franchise.
Another quick hit, Dwight Howard shooting free throws after the Wizards lose. Shooting free throws in an empty arena, and a vendor is tackling him?
Maybe he was just helping him practice.
Looks like our cousins are arriving, so it looks like it's about time to wrap up the first half. It was just practice, but what was the heckler doing?
Being a heckler.
Okay.
Good and, for him. I hope he got a promotion.
Tommy Wilson's back.
Yep.
Suspension reduced to 14 games. Thoughts? Welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah.
They won the game afterwards because you bet on it. You're like, hey, man, they're going to be really inspired.
And he scored a goal and got a penalty in the same play.
That's right.
That was impressive.
And he's had one hit in the first, like, three games that he's played, so he's obviously gun-shy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to wrap up the first half. We've got people showing up, and, you know, we've done a good about 20 minutes. So we will wrap this up. We're going to see you guys afterwards. It's going to be a show. So I look forward to it. Josh?
Adios.
Adios.
All right, folks. We're here. It is 5:25. Game's over. Before we begin, before we get into Josh's breakdown of the game, I will say that we are affiliated with the DMVSportsNetwork.com. That is the DMVSportsNetwork.com. You can follow them on Twitter at DMV_SN. Please follow them. We follow them. They blast our stuff out. We blast their stuff out. DMVSportsNetwork.com. We've got our own tab up there with all of our stuff. And it is DMV_SN.com. Josh, you lost a good amount of money. Well, it was not your money.
It was your bookie's money.
It was my bookie's money. Somebody else's money today. But let's start with the Josh. How do you feel after the game today?
Well, they played better than I thought they were going to. It was a pretty sloppy game.
Yeah, it was. Alex Smith is done for the year.
Yeah, that was gruesome. I'm glad. Almost glad I didn't get to watch it, but luckily someone sent me the breakdown of his breakdown.
Don't say breakdown. It was a breakdown.
It was a breakdown of the structure of his
leg. It was ugly.
33 years to the day of Theismann going
it was,
down.
Yeah, it was 33 years to the day of the Joe Theismann injury, and apparently he broke at least two different bones in his leg.
I've never seen that motion to get someone out as quick as they did.
So
it was
quick.
Immediate.
Yeah.
I wonder if he heard it. Like, snap.
Can I ask you a question? Is it wrong to go, man, Colt McCoy was ready to run the offense?
Yeah, I mean, he should be. he's been here forever.
He was ready to run the offense, though. He really was. They marched down the field, and they made it close. I mean, they lost.
Yeah, they made it close.
They did.
2 points close.
Yeah. Dallas won, too. That's the big
sucks.
Thing. Yeah.
Is Dallas the best team in the East?
They might be now. Thanks to the...
I mean, it's definitely not the Redskins.
Well, let me ask you this. Right now, the Saints are playing the Eagles, right? So let's say, hypothetically, that the Eagles lose, which I think they're going to. So you have the Redskins are a game up on the Cowboys. They're still two games up on the Eagles. Who would you say is the best team in the East? Would you say it's the Cowboys?
I guess. Right now, yeah.
Yeah?
What about you?
Well... After watching Colt McCoy today, I think that I would still say that they're not going to have a huge drop-off offensively because of Colt McCoy.
No, their offense is terrible, so...
It is.
He just went from terrible to terrible.
And Trey Quinn looked good today.
He did. He looked like Jamison Crowder in the slot.
Without Jamison Crowder, that's right. So, let me ask you this then, right? Kind of a diversion from that question. Can they beat the Cowboys... On Thanksgiving.
Of course, because they're coming off a loss.
And that's Jay Gruden's...
that's what he does.
Well,
wouldn't that be the first back-to-back loss in like 41 games or something?
It'd be a long time, yeah. Yeah. Trent Williams, I think Trent Williams will be back. I think that he's ready to come back. He practiced this week.
I think the offensive line is playing really well.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
except
really...
Except for when, you know, Alex Smith snapped his leg.
Right. I think they had time today. They had time today. They just... Whether it was the quarterback or whether it was the receivers, nothing got done. But they seemed to move the ball better after Alex Smith left. And I don't want to put that on...
Vernon Davis dropped that touchdown.
Yeah, he did. That was bad. I don't know, man. There's not a lot to be inspired by.
Defense plays really good in the red zone.
They do. They play really good in the red zone. And They held a explosive offense today to, what, 23 points?
Yeah, I don't really was a lot less impressed with Deshaun than I thought I was going to be. He really did remind me of RG3.
Yeah.
Like, just zero accuracy.
Right.
Elusive.
He moved the ball.
Extended plays.
Yeah.
But not
They marched down the accurate. Field but didn't do anything explosive.
Yeah. I mean, they really held Hopkins and Thomas in check.
Yeah, there's nothing about them today that felt special.
No.
And they're going to probably win the South. I don't think there's any question about that, because if you look at it, the Colts aren't going to win the South. Jacksonville's not going to win the South. And Tennessee is not going to win the South. So most likely, Houston is going to win the South. But it doesn't make them special. They're not better than KC.
Much like it didn't. Whoever wins the East is not special.
Absolutely right. And the Redskins still can win the East. They're a game back now. If you're asking me, they're a game and a half back of Dallas, because they've already beaten Dallas.
Ahead.
I'm sorry, a game and a half ahead of Dallas. They've already beaten Dallas. And I don't think, and I have not looked at the score, but I don't think that they're going to beat... I don't think that Philly is going to beat the Saints. Do you?
No.
Like, the Saints are the class of the NFC, right? Josh is going to look up the score.
Them and obviously the Rams.
Right. So...
Yeah, they're down 10, 17-7 Saints. Yeah.
So the question is, the Redskins have two straight road games ahead of them. They have the Cowboys.
And then Monday night against the Eagles.
And then Monday night against the Eagles, which, if I'm going to say this, they're the two biggest games of the season.
Yeah, obviously. I think they lose to Dallas, beat Philadelphia.
That sounds about right. I mean,
I don't think they lose both.
No, I don't think they lose both. I don't think Eagles are as good as everybody thinks they are.
No.
And I think that they're going to lose today to the Saints, so they'll be 4-6. And then they are going to go into the following week, whatever they do, and then they got to play the Redskins. So, no, I agree with you. I don't. The Cowboys, I don't think the Cowboys are as good because they've won two straight as everybody thinks they are. Troy Aikman, obviously, one week he says they need to tear it down and rebuild, and then
the next week they're going to the Super Bowl.
They're going to the Super Bowl, or they're going to win the division. I just don't believe that. But let me ask you this. Can this team, in your opinion, win the division with Colt McCoy?
Sure. Oh, I don't see why they couldn't. I mean, he's almost like the mobility that he showed was kind of crazy. I mean, I knew he could run, but I didn't know that he could. I mean, he's like a little bit of faster version. It's the same offense, right?
It is the same offense.
It's a faster version of Alex Smith.
And he knows where the ball goes.
Yeah, that's not going to work every week.
No. Because
there was no progression. No. He was literally getting rid of the ball to his first. I mean, yeah.
They had the ball up 21 to, what, 20?
Yeah, and when he had to move the ball, he couldn't.
No, he couldn't.
That was a terrible decision on the third down throw. Which I guess I'm excited to see. I don't know if that was pass interference or not from where we were. It was weird. It was either great timing or he got there early.
The ball to Doxson.
Yeah, because he came over his back.
Yeah. Having looked at the replay, I think that it was probably defensive pass interference, but they didn't call it. So yeah.
And then on that throw that he was short on that drive, if he's able to step into that throw, it's a pick six.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
he was not. There was no
progression. They had a missed field goal from Houston, and they had every opportunity to move the ball into field goal range with Dustin Hopkins to win the football game.
What was the field goal at the end?
From 64, 65, with 8 seconds left. I don't understand the call. Listen, I was in the stadium. Had he made it, I would have been fucking jumping up and down,
out of my mind. That was into the wind, though, too.
It wasn't into the wind. I don't understand the call. He missed it. I texted my dad, right, because my dad was watching the game on TV. He missed it by at least 5 yards.
I think it's more like
Right. For me, viewing it, it looked like he missed it by – looked like he hit the crossbar, but he didn't.
No, he hit the middle of the end zone.
He was far short. I don't understand the call. You had 8 seconds. Throw a fucking 2 yard out. Pick up 3-4 more yards.
It was fourth down.
Oh, that's
right. It was 10. They needed 10 yards.
That's right. I don't understand. I still don't understand it.
I guess the logic is you can't run a play, pick up 10 yards in 8 seconds.
Are you sure it was fourth down?
Yeah.
I still don't understand it, though. I mean, it was what?
You
it's 60, 65.
Yeah, you wouldn't have kicked it. You wouldn't have kicked it if it wasn't fourth down. That would make that even more puzzling. It's okay. See, I know the second half's kind of hazy for you.
No, that's not what it is. But thank you for your statement. But no, I just don't understand it. I mean, 8 seconds left. He had a chance to run a play. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't. But they looked good today.
Yeah,
they did.
It was a much better game than I thought it was going to be. I thought they were going to get blown out, like I said.
Right. And Alex Smith was, he was 12 of 27 for 135 yards.
That's terrible.
He had 2 picks.
He did not play well.
Adrian Peterson, 16 carries for 51 yards.
Under.
So I lost a bet to you.
$5.
He had 2 touchdowns. Jordan Reed, 7 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown. The Redskins, they're just not good. No. I mean, is there any way to put it? They're not good. They're just not good.
No, I mean, and it's not – I don't think it's a knock on the team. I mean, they're just overridden with injuries.
Right. They are fucking
– The defense is playing really well.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the stadium and how full it was today?
Well, here's what I'll say. Actually, you start because I want to light this cigar. So you start.
I don't really – I mean, it's just so crazy seeing all this – all of the seats that are removed. That lighter doesn't work.
Nah, lighter doesn't work. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just empty. And if they didn't have the red seats in the club level, it would look way worse. Because the red at least makes it look like there's people watching the game.
Yeah. I've never seen that stadium. I mean, I haven't been in 4+ years, but I've never seen that stadium so empty in my life. That kickoff, if the Redskins were lucky... It was 33% filled, right?
Yeah.
30%.
What about the wedding?
You sit here. While you're talking about it, give me your cigar so I can light.
While
you
I talk sat about it.
It? Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was really, I can't believe two people would want to get married at halftime in their section. I mean, I guess that's what love is, right? Maybe they met at the game. Maybe it's something that just really meant a lot to the two of them. But,
happened, though?
I don't know. I mean, they just got married. There were vows. That's pretty much it.
I couldn't get in.
A lot of people yelling. Yeah. It was weird.
I couldn't get into this section because of... There were literally like 30, 40 people there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a big wedding. But, yeah. I mean, that was super awkward. I wouldn't have gone that route, personally. But
no.
I threw that into...
I will say this. The stadium, and I'm not at this point, I'm not criticizing Dan Snyder or anybody that, I mean, I hate Dan Snyder, but I'm not criticizing anybody that is a part of selling tickets. But I will say this, the stadium was pretty much empty today. I mean, it was, there was a lack of enthusiasm today throughout the game. If I were to say at the peak of the stadium, I would say it's probably 50 to 60% full.
Yeah. Except the annoying guy banging on the railing. I totally understand why people don't go to games. Because you don't have to deal with that stupid shit when you're in your house.
I do too.
Like, it's just people being so dumb.
I will say this. It took us no time to get into the parking lot, to park. We tailgated. I got to say this. Josh made, and I think I said this in the first part of the episode, Josh made the most delicious sausage biscuits I think I've ever had in my life. And then, but when you go in, we walked up the escalator. There was no line to get in the escalator. We went up the escalator. We walked around. We got into our seats, and there were still 20 minutes to spare. I mean, there was nobody there. And then we get into our seats, and you look around, right? And they've already taken most of the upper deck away. I mean, really.
They really have. There's, what, 8 rows now behind your old seats?
Right.
That's
my old seats, there's nothing there. And even at the 50-yard line, where you would think they would have every seat they could, they've stripped off 5-6 rows. And there's no there's nobody there. And the upper deck is maybe 50% full. So you're talking about nobody there. And in the lower deck, and they had this today, the homecoming with the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. Sonny Jurgensen.
Yep.
They had Sonny Jurgensen there. They had Santana Moss, Clinton Portis. Didn't matter. There's nobody there. And it was... It was embarrassing. I mean, it was, for me, it was fucking tasty. It was tasty. My old man and I, you know, we had spent and wasted so much time here, and to see that was so much. It was so tasty, and it's not going to get any better. It really isn't.
No, not especially the colder it gets, less
right.
people.
Right, but I'm talking about in general, right? Like,
oh yeah,
in the next 3-4 years, can you see this getting better?
No. The only thing that really revitalizes this fan base is if Dan Snyder kicks it or a new stadium. A new stadium will help for a little while.
It'll help for a little while, but I think we're starting to careen into the same avenue as the Peter Angelos situation.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I love, not to digress from the Redskins, sure. But it is so funny listening, like, reading all the off-season talk. It's like, what teams are going to do? Who needs help? Who's in trouble? And then it's always like, you know, this team's not going to get... And let's talk about the Orioles. and then it's like, what could help the Orioles? Make Theo Epstein baseball god? And I mean, come on. Like, he goes to good teams. Boston, Chicago. What if he saved the Orioles? That'd be something to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Although you guys signed two guys this week. Mark Elias? Is it Elias?
Oh, yeah, for the new GM.
Or
which
Elias.
They needed to. Elias, whatever, yeah. I think.
Apparently, he is a good signing
yeah.
as your front office guy. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, it's the same thing for the Redskins.
Yeah, they're in it's going to be a bleak couple years in Baltimore.
I think it's going to be bleak couple years in Washington. I mean, Alex Smith is hurt. He's gone for the end of the year.
He's probably he could theoretically be gone for the beginning of next year.
He could be. So it's Colt McCoy, which Colt can get you to the playoffs, don't you think? I mean, compared to Alex?
Sure. Like I said, I don't think, you know. It would be so bad if it's the same, right? Like, you almost hope there's a drop-off so that way you didn't pay Alex Smith that much money.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think he's going to play well. He should play well.
Colt McCoy's been in the same offense for what?
Right, he knows it.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
so.
And maybe Jay goes, hey, I have the whole playbook now.
It'd and be I mean, really you know, weird. It'd be weird.
Can we talk about running a quarterback run on the first play he's in there without a backup quarterback?
That's right. Talk about it.
What is there to say?
I don't know.
It had to be a busted play, right?
Had to be a busted play.
You wouldn't be like, what? Let's see if we can get Trey Quinn in here to play QB.
Yeah,
maybe Tress Way can throw the ball.
That's right. He scrambled to if you're facing the offensive line. He scrambled to his left, and you're sitting there like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was not good.
There's nobody behind you, man. There's no quarterback behind you.
Yeah, you cannot. And he didn't slide. He kind of. I mean, he's you know like you were saying, hook 'em horns, right?
Hook 'em horns, baby. Yeah, he didn't slide. He just was like, is he going to take the full brunt or whatever? They're going to bring quarterbacks in this week because Alex Smith is hurt.
Does Colin Kaepernick get brought in?
Well, I think he should. What could Kaepernick do with this offense? Let's talk about that. I know it's
the same thing everybody else is doing, I guess. I mean,
he's mobile though.
Right. I mean, Colt looked mobile.
He had
Alex
a couple
was
nice
mobile.
Runs.
I mean, he's immobile now, but
yeah, that's right. He is. He is. He's.
I mean, it's probably immobilized.
He's immobile now. Yeah. Two breaks.
Oh, I mean, like I said, that. They immediately motioned. His helmet popped off. It looked like one of those super Punch-Out characters when you hit the head. It pops up. Yeah, it did not
see, I missed that, right? So I was watching it, and you, and then my cousin Steven was sitting next to me. He's like, oh, my God. And I went, what happened? And I was watching it. I'm like, I did not notice that it was that bad.
There had to be I bet you people heard it because everybody came running out.
I did notice that there was somebody like, hey, waving with their arms like, hey, you got to get the fuck out here. I guess it's bad. I didn't notice that. I did not notice that. But yeah, he's done for the year. It's got to be.
Yeah.
So Kaepernick would be a good call.
Brady Quinn? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I think Brady
Quinn's best ass in football.
He's got a great ass. What? Did I say that out loud?
You did. I mean, I said it first, but whatever.
But still, the Redskins have the inside track to win the NFC East. Especially if, while you're looking on your phone, do me a favor. What's the score of the Eagles-Saints game?
It was 17-17.
It's 5:45. Tell me what the score of the Eagles-Saints game is.
17-7, same score.
All right. So most likely, now, which is funny, the team that you're really contending with are the Cowboys. If you beat the Cowboys again, then it's over.
Right.
It's a huge game on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Huge game. I don't know, man. What do you? Let me ask you this. Like, let's
look I can at see the, like a 17-13 game.
Right. Who?
Cowboys.
Okay. Let's look at the overarching. What do you feel about this team? What do you feel?
They suck.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
They're not. I mean, they're a decent football team that's been ravaged by injuries.
Okay.
They were a promising football team that has now lost so many key players. On offense, actually.
That was the response.
The defense is surprisingly healthy.
Right.
And the defense is playing well. The bend and then assassinate defense.
The defense had a big pick inside the
Texas that was a great job by Preston Smith, knocking it up in the air. He volleyballed it. He set it to himself.
Right. It was a great play. Again, we are sitting in the parking lot. We have no stats in front of us. We have not had the opportunity to evaluate the game. This is literally just immediate reactions to the game. And Josh had a lot of money on the Texans, -3. Did not work out. I take responsibility because Josh said to me, I'm going to put this money. He's like, it's a win-win. And I said, well, it's a win-win unless the Texans win by 2. And you know what? They fucking won by 2. So that's on me. I take full responsibility. How do you feel about that, by the way?
Karma will come around and get you.
I think it already
has. It's like talking about a no-hitter. You just don't talk about it.
You just don't
You wouldn't
talk
say,
about
I was, you know, whatever. You're the one that keeps bringing it up.
You're right.
Douche.
I know. It's on me. I take full responsibility.
I mean, really, it's on the kicker. He should have made one of those field goals.
Yeah.
He missed 2.
He should have.
Deshaun Watson shouldn't have thrown that pick.
So let me ask you, what do you think of what do you think of the tailgating experience? I mean, there's nobody here. It's really... No, there was nobody here beforehand.
If you looked 10 years ago to now, like, it's night and day.
It really is. It is. I texted my old man, and he said, I sent him a picture of the stadium, and he said, when was the picture taken? Because there's nobody here. And I said, that was about an hour before kickoff. And he goes, that's weird. it's a weird feeling for me. We'll be back, though.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I think we'll be back once a year.
Matter of fact, I think we'll be back the final game of the season.
Yeah, hopefully. That'll be
against
cool.
Against the Eagles.
It'll be
I
cold.
Think Mike Pitts will be here, right? I'll be here. And I just want to reiterate, before we close out, Josh made sausage biscuits that were, to me, they were the greatest thing I've ever had in my life at a tailgate. They were buttery biscuits cooked on the grill.
Two ingredients.
It was two ingredients. The Pillsbury buttery sausage biscuits, and he cooked the sausage on the grill, the biscuits on the grill, and they were, to me... One of the best things I've ever had in my life.
Thanks, man. They were good.
No, dude. I looked at you.
Pillsbury and Wegmans. Another shout out to Wegmans.
Wegmans. Hanging, you know. I looked at you, though, and I said,
Use your words.
Thank you. I don't admire people that do...
This is rough. Finish it. It's really hard. Please.
I don't admire people that are the same age as me. I say, you did an amazing job.
I respect that.
You are.
Well, I don't ever cook for you. You always cook for me.
You don't. I cook for you. And the burgers, I thought the burgers were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good. They were decent.
God damn it. You're gonna
they were good burgers. I mean, I've you know.
Had
nobody got sick, and that's the key.
You've had
because
better?
You have poisoned people before.
You've had better?
Burgers? Of course. In restaurants. I'm just saying, like, it was a good day. Nobody died, right? Nobody puked in the stands.
Nobody puked in the stands.
Luckily, right. We didn't have your chicken.
That's right. It's a good day, though.
Yeah, it was a fun
day. It was a good day, and I got to hang out with Josh all day, and we got to be at FedEx Field, which... let me ask you this before we close out. Your thoughts on FedEx Field?
I'm excited for a new stadium. It's not, to me, it's never had any personality.
Right.
I mean, really, like, besides the middle section, like, if you look from the outside, it's FedEx colors, which obviously it's FedEx Field. You know, that's... Yeah, but still, like...
The blue, there's the orange, and the...
Yeah, there's no, like, defining characteristic. It's almost as disappointing as Nats Park is to me. Right. Nats Park was, like... Especially when all those buildings go up... You won't even be able to see the Capitol anymore. Yeah. That's another park that has no, like, defining characteristics.
Yeah.
To me. Not, I mean, but I'm spoiled. I'm a Camden Yards type of guy.
I mean, Camden Yards, to me, honestly, is a top five stadium
in
baseball
of
all time.
Yeah.
Right. So, FedEx, I look at it now. There are a lot of seats missing from it. I mean,
weird.
A
it's
lot
like
of
an Erector set. Right?
I know. It's really, it's ugly. I can't wait for them to move to another stadium. I can't, because this is fucking hideous. It is. It's fucking hideous. And even being inside, the best part was the fact that there are no lines to get to the bathroom.
There's just not a whole lot of people in the upper deck.
There's nobody
anymore.
Up in the upper deck. Actually, I ran into a guy, right? And he was selling beer, and I bought a beer from him, and he said, "Hey, you know, they moved me to the upper deck." And I said, "Well, why is that?" And he said, "Well, I stopped taking the tops off of bottles." I said, "They moved you upper deck for that?" And he goes, "Yeah." "Well," and he said to me, he goes, "There's just not a lot of business on the upper decks. That was my punishment." I said, "Well, I'm going to find you. I feel for you. I'll find you every time I go to buy beer." And it was literally only I bought two beers. So it was the only... I went and tried to find him again. But that was his thing. There literally nobody gives a shit about the upper deck here. Nobody cares. It's a horrible stadium. It's awful.
I'd much rather be in the club level.
Yeah. And I can't wait. You told me that next time we go, we should go to the club level. And I'll do that. I'll try that. I've never been there before, but I'll try that.
Yeah, because you don't even really have to watch the game. You can just hang out outside.
Yeah. But it's an awful stadium. Yeah. And the Redskins lost today. Final score was 23-21, right? Wasn't that the final? Yeah. And I think that's all I got.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the food.
Right.
Life hack here. Bacon-wrapped stuffing. Do it. Thank me later.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. My Thanksgiving life hack is that you should stuff as much as you can into the turkey, because that's the best tasting stuffing that you can get, but just make sure that you cook the turkey to the right temperature.
Or else people will get sick. It's almost like a chicken, right?
Right. Like otherwise, you're going to get chicken. Josh sick because he's a pussy. What?
That's not appropriate for the podcast, but
what?
It's fun.
What?
Wow.
What?
Just end it.
Anyway, we are affiliated with the DMV SportsNetwork.com. That is the DMV SportsNetwork.com. That is also... we can be reached on Twitter. They can be reached on Twitter at DMV_SN. That is at DMV_SN. We can be reached on Twitter at It's About Time DC1. That is ITS About Time DC1. That is ITS About Time DC1. So feel free to reach out to us. This was a little bit of a different podcast. We are. This was a before and after of a Redskin game, and I may have had a few too many cocktails. Josh is 100% sober, so he can tell me whether or not we did okay. But
we'll let the people speak.
You think?
Yeah, definitely. Again, happy Thanksgiving.
Anyway, everybody loves when Josh speaks.
It's because I have thoughts that actually matter.
Yeah. How do you feel about John Wall?
I don't like him. They have played better.
They have played better.
But they're also moving the ball more. But that's all. That'll be a discussion for next Monday.
Next Monday, we'll talk about John Wall moving the ball more. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. We will talk to you guys soon. That is the end of this podcast. We will see you guys next week. You guys stay well.
Take Aloha.
Care. Mahalo.
Mahalo to you.